welcome back to an all-new, all-excellent episode of the Oklahoma Today podcast, once again bringing you all the best about our state. This week we are talking to Ray Gun Robot Everything Else maker Josh Waddell from Three Bulls Upcycling, who is featured in our most recent issue. But first we asked you, what is your absolute essential Thanksgiving side dish? First up, Editor-in-Chief Nathan Gunner.
All right, we have two in my family that are not your typical ones. So we have one that's, we call it hot corn. I'm sure maybe everybody makes this, but it's like white shoe peg corn. You put it, it's microwave. White shoe peg corn, cream cheese, and some jalapeno, like pickled jalapenos with a little bit of juice. And you do it in the microwave and it melts and you mix it all together. It's delicious. So that's one. And then the other one is a thing, and I know this is just in my family, I think, called five cup salad, which is a cup each of canned pineapples, canned mandarin oranges, sour cream, shredded coconut, and marshmallows, little marshmallows. And it sounds weird, but it's delicious, and I can't imagine a holiday without it. Huh. So, yeah, so those are mine. They're okay. Not like, they're very, I think it's like recipe book in the 50s kind of stuff. But they're amazing things.
So I love them. All right. Managing editor, Carly Ibarra.
I'm so glad that you asked this question because I really like it. And I really love thinking about and talking about Thanksgiving. My go-to is definitely mashed potatoes made from real potatoes with real butter. I don't eat mashed potatoes very often. It's just basically once a year. So I've got to have it on Thanksgiving. And then also yeast rolls with cranberry sauce. I like to eat the two together. So, and sometimes I put turkey on it and make a Thanksgiving sandwich.
That is borderline genius, Carly Ibarra.
Yes, congratulations. You're the first one who thought of that. photo editor Megan Rossman, do you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yes, I do.
Of course she celebrates Thanksgiving.
I would say stuffing because I like to mix it with the cranberry sauce and eat it with meat. Like, it doesn't really matter to me what kind of meat I have at Thanksgiving, although it's always turkey, but I would eat any other kind of meat, but I need stuffing.
Cornbread stuffing or just whatever?
I prefer it not to be cornbread stuffing.
Mm, me too.
There's a, I used to get this like boxed, it was a sourdough stuffing. It was so good.
Oh, that sounds good. Mm-hmm.
All right, Benny Lucian, research editor, what is your must-have?
Let's see. So my family, they have all the traditional Thanksgiving things, you know, but foods.
Oh,
yeah. But the one thing that my cousins and I, my siblings, we would go crazy for, my grandmother would make these twice-baked potatoes. So you take the potato and you scoop, you have the skin, right? You cut it in half. You scoop out the potato and you make, you know, mashed potatoes, basically. And then you put the mash back into the skins. You top it with cheese, bacon, like other sorts of toppings. Oh, man, those were so good. They would go so fast.
That's delicious.
Yes.
Yeah. Rare joy of a twice baked potato. Greg, what's yours? What's your must have Thanksgiving side?
Or it's both weird and very common. I like super cheap brown and serve rolls. That is
yes.
Like that for Thanksgiving. Everything else, like I love my stuffing. I'm the guy who cooks most of our Thanksgiving dinner, so I'm cooking the turkey and the stuffing, and I'm making more gravy than you think you're gonna need because everybody always
there's
goes
no literally there's no such thing as enough gravy.
There's
like who's ever thrown out gravy?
No one ever, unless it was very bad gravy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but brown and serve rolls are one of those things that I only ever get for like Thanksgiving or Christmas dinners. Mm-hmm. And I love them. They're just so, they're cheap and you can load them up with so much butter and they're great for dipping in the gravy and the mashed potatoes and like, I love it.
I'm dying to hear what our Facebook friend said about this. But first, I just have a real quick question because Megan, you talked about meat. Mm-hmm. What are you guys, do you guys know what you're doing for this Thanksgiving? We're doing steak. Actually, we're grilling steaks this time. We're not messing with a turkey. Do you guys know? Are you turkey people or are you ham people?
Oh, my brother refuses to eat ham for some reason, so we are turkey people all the way. And I love cooking a turkey.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody else a ham?
We'll be a turkey family this year.
You worship at Our Lady of Turkey. Okay. What about y'all, Carly and Megan?
Turkey for sure. Yeah. For Christmas, I think we're gonna do a prime rib rib just to switch it up. But that sounds Thanksgiving good. Will be turkey. Yeah.
Megan?
Yeah, we're turkey, but I like to keep my options open.
Well, if you decide you want to, if it's Thanksgiving Day and you decide you want a steak, you just give me a call.
In case somebody decides to, you know, Mrs. Ham it up. So here's what you guys had to say. Linda Hayes said sweet potato casserole. That's another one of my favorites, especially with all the little marshmallows melted on top.
Yeah.
Tons and tons of people said dressing, but Teresa Peters Powell said ambrosia salad, which I'm thinking is probably fairly close to a 5-cup salad.
Yeah, that's the it's similar. Yeah. Yeah.
Surprised that nobody said what Jessica Wright did, which is green bean casserole.
I was close to saying that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Andrea Rudy said broccoli and rice casserole.
Interesting.
Clint Stone, yams with walnuts.
Yams was the last thing I crossed off my list before I just said my piece. Like, the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows melted, that's so good.
I do love them, yeah. They're
so good. Udier,
although, you know who, sorry, you know who has a great version of that is, oh, they don't do it anymore though, is
Hen House. They
do. Okima. Do they? But they're only doing catering now. They're not a restaurant anymore.
Yeah, but you can't go in and get it, but you can order it and take home a tray for yourself.
Okay, so listeners, if you're looking for sweet potatoes for Thanksgiving, you don't want to make them, just call the Hen House in Okima. Go pick them up. They're amazing.
They were in our November, December issue, so they better still make them.
Karen Uthier said scalloped corn.
I've never heard of that.
I haven't either.
I think it might be kind of close to what Nate was saying with the corn and
jalapenos.
Cheese.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Shelley Scoville, sweet potatoes and apples.
Okay.
Interesting combo.
Sure. Now let's talk to our friend Josh Waddell with Three Bulls Upcycling. And now we are very happy to welcome in Josh Waddell from Three Bulls Upcycling, who was featured in our handmade gift guide in our most recent issue. Welcome, Josh.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So to start off with, my first question for you is, your company name is Three Bulls Upcycling. And I was just curious, like, where did that name come from?
Okay. Yeah. We don't upcycle bulls or bull products. Summer, I worked in education for a while, and I would have the summers off, and my wife, who's an accountant, would call and say, "What are you guys doing?" And I would respond with the first person or third person and say, "The three bulls are going to Sonic," or "The three bulls just went to the pool," referring to me and my two sons. And I could actually hear her eye roll over the phone, and she loved it. So I decided to stick with that. There's a Seinfeld reference too. It's kind of obscure, but that's where I got it from. So.
Okay. Gotcha. So it's got levels, multiple levels.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's not something plus like, okay, what's a name that nobody else has probably. And so there you go. So yeah. So, launched it, Three Bulls Upcycling LLC, and, it's really taken off.
Okay. Awesome. So how long, when did you first establish Three Bulls?
I officially launched in December of 2020, let's see. Yeah. 19. I'd always kind of had a side business before. December 19, got the keys to my workshop in January, rented a workspace here, 1200 square foot workshop at Tri-County Tech in Bartlesville. They have this great business incubator program. And, that was January 20. And then, nothing major of importance happened in like March of 2020.
Nothing.
I had to kind of pivot my business model quite a bit, and had the opportunity to kind of semi-retire from my other position, which I really loved, and been going all this, doing this full time then for a few years now.
So for folks who haven't picked up the issue, and shame on you, tell me a little bit more about what Three Bulls Upcycling does. What kind of products do you have? Because I think that it's not apparent from the name.
Well, it's not. Well, there you go. Oh, what's upcycling? Is that like recycling? Kind of, yeah. So upcycling is, taking something, an original piece, project, material, whatever, and repurposing it to something that's different than the original, you know, intent. For example, flea market flip, that show, they do that and they upcycle furniture and stuff. Yeah. Well, I apply that to my projects, not just necessarily just furniture, but also art and different things. So I make kind of these the main groups are, I make robots, and they're called, some people call them like found object robots. Maybe like, here, you want to do a little show and tell? like this little guy here, this is a commission piece I just finished. If you can see that, it's a robot playing the timpani.
That's awesome.
And is its body, it's a marjoram, is that like an oil tin?
It's a spice. It's an old antique spice can that actually had some spice in it. We'll see what happens. I inhaled a lot on accident, so I'm going to, I don't know, I could turn into some kind of X-Men or something. But, so I make robots like that. I do, I make ray guns, like out of, you know, different found objects. I'll start with a glue gun or a hacksaw or a soldering iron or just a block of wood, something like that. And I'll make like a retro style, kind of Marvin the Martian, Buck Adams style ray gun. I started off making lamps, out of just different bits of materials, you know, pipes, things like that. But then also, an antique battery charger or one of my favorites and most unusual builds, a 1950s embalming machine that I turned into a lamp and speaker combo, which is pretty cool because one of the things that I really love doing about this is that it can't necessarily be duplicated, and it's the only one, you know, like it out there. I can say with a high level of confidence, this is the only 1950s, you know, Bluetooth speaker like combo out there. And I used to say in the planet, but now I say like in the entire galaxy. That's how confident. So lamps, robots, ray guns. And another area I like to make is speakers, Bluetooth speakers. And so I've done a lot of old drive-in movie speakers, you know, and take the components out and then put a small little amplifier in it and make it a Bluetooth speaker. And it's fun because you see people, they're like, oh, I know what that is. I'm like, yeah, but you've never seen one that plays music through your phone, right? Mm-hmm. And usually when I turn it on, I'm like, that's a sell, and they'll buy it. So, and then I just do, I do a lot of commission. Most of my work now is commission based. And so, like, someone will ask for a robot playing the timpani or a, remember the movie Alien, 1979, mm-hmm. Sigourney Weaver? How about a xenomorph robot?
Found object xenomorph robot. Yeah. That is awesome.
And this is all, you know, all melt. Some of it's welded, some of it's epoxy, most of it's welded, and it's different aluminum, brass, and some metal parts and stuff that I put together. So, and then I'll just, and then whatever, you know, I'd like to think that I can turn anything into a lamp or a Bluetooth speaker.
So do you just walking around see like new things in everything you look at, basically?
I do. And it's hard for me to turn it off. Sometimes I look for like shapes, you know, and I see something like, oh, that has an interesting shape, and I think I could do something cool with it. The problem is getting that from here to finishing it sometimes, because I do think like that a lot. And so I have to make sure I stay on task and focus. But I see value in the broken stuff and the rusty stuff and the things that people are throwing away at garage sales or estate sales and stuff like that, or architectural salvage. And I've got in Bartlesville and kind of Tulsa area, and just, well, even all over, I have this network of people that are like, oh, Josh could do something cool with this. And I go outside my workshop and there's like a box of old, you know, vacuum tubes or different parts and stuff. And they're right, because I won't turn it down. And so it's pretty cool that people are like excited about that in other areas and think, you know, what can I do with this? I don't have to make something new. You know, I can try and attempt to reuse and repurpose stuff and not increase carbon footprint and all that. And that's pretty rewarding feeling too, knowing that. The only thing that I use that's really new on my projects are the wiring for the lamps and speakers and then some paint. And a lot of times I even get used paint too. So
I got to say, I was showing I had lunch with a friend yesterday, and and I brought up this interview and I said, the guy makes ray guns. And he was like, wait, what? I've been looking for a ray gun. And I was like, I didn't even know that was a, that was a thing that everyone was like, it's like, that's a whole category for people. It's like, oh yeah, well, I got a great car. Right. House is great, but you know what? I don't have a ray gun yet. So anyway, we were looking at your website. And he was like, oh, this is perfect. Awesome. It has to be really great when you show somebody something that they've never seen before and maybe didn't know existed. And they're immediately like, yes, this is what I've needed.
It is. That's great. And like, I didn't know I needed that until I saw it. That's a fun feeling. And one of the reasons why I like doing this, besides, you know, the reusing and repurposing and all that stuff and just doing stuff with my hands in general, is I like the reaction, the emotional response that people get. Like when I did that 1976 Little Professor Elf or Owl calculator and made that into a Bluetooth speaker that was purchased. And everybody that walked by that saw, like, I used to have one of those as a kid. And then I have to explain to them, like, no, this is a Bluetooth speaker now. And so I have these signs, and they're like the Batman, you know, the pow, bang, you know, that kind of stuff. And so I have one that says lamps and robots and ray guns. And so I made one that just said speakers. And I had to put Bluetooth speakers because people just walk by and say, oh, that's a calculator. So I like when people see that and have that kind of emotional response. And one of the things that I didn't necessarily see myself doing, but is really rewarding and humbling for me is when somebody will be, I call it like a memorial piece or a tribute piece, or somebody will bring in an item, like a woman whose father was a photographer and passed away, and brings in a tripod and a broken camera, and I can make that into three pieces for her and her sisters. And, you know, I do like a big reveal, like on the home makeover shows. And that's really fun too. I enjoy doing that as well.
Man.
So you mentioned that a lot of your pieces right now are commissions, but can people buy your art in other ways, like at shows or on your website or anything like that?
A couple of ways. Like I said, yeah, a lot commission right now. I haven't gone to a lot of shows. I was telling Carly earlier, pretty diverse as far as different types of audiences, I think. And you hear, I make a bunch of different stuff, but somehow the stuff that I make and create can kind of fall within these different groups and these niches, and these people like them, like the people that didn't know they need a ray gun. Those people might be at a local Comic-Con in Oklahoma City, you know, that I went to. And so before COVID, that was one of my primary ways of doing that. And then that kind of took us backseat, but those shows are opening up again now. And so I've done and I like to go local, you know, regional type shows, but Comic-Con type events, some arts festivals in Tulsa, and then a local Chris Kendall market here in Bartlesville. And then I was saying earlier, and even like a Festival of the Freaks, you know, in Oklahoma City, where yeah. I make some spooky, scary stuff. So shows are one way to get stuff. I will post stuff on my website that I make as well. And then I sell on consignment at Buck Adams in Tulsa. And we have a really great relationship, myself and Mary Beth, the owner there. And I love making stuff for Buck Adams. And it gets a lot of traffic, and it's a really neat store. And so that's really the only store that I sell. And currently, I've tried some others and stuff, but this is, well, that's not true. There's another one in Oklahoma City, too, that I've sold a bunch of ray guns, which I will be delivering some next week. So there you go.
All right. Well, I will ask you off air about that, because okay. I think there's a Christmas present in there somewhere.
Well, you can never really have too many ray guns. I mean, right?
No, absolutely not.
If there's anything Buck Rogers has taught us, really, it's that, and a robot that says beady 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 is pretty useless.
That's true. That's true. I've been speaking of robots that are useless. I get asked that sometimes too, like, oh, what does it do? I'm like, well, it looks cool. It doesn't actually play the timpani, yeah, but it looks cool. And they're like, oh, that's great. I'll take it, you know? And so I enjoy doing that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wouldn't ask somebody like, what does this painting do? It looks cool. Like, what do you need it to do?
Well, I know.
I feel like you're maybe missing out.
I know, like, right?
What if you ask, what does this painting do? And it's like, you, oh man, I've been waiting.
Wait, just wait for it. Just wait.
Slide this aside.
Oh, no kidding. Usually I'll say something like it sits on your desk and kind of guards your office for, you know, hordes of aliens or zombies or whatever, you know, whatever you want it to do, just buy my stuff. Right.
Yeah, I think it's really great, you know, and it was such a treat for us. Carly did a really great job with the Handmade for the Holidays story, and to have this kind of wide diversity of stuff. So, you know, I absolutely love, we had some really cool greeting cards. We had like a pet bed thing, and then, but your stuff really does stand out. It's so, it's got that steampunk sort of feeling to it, but it also, it's very artistic and it, but there's also whimsy. I really feel like that is maybe the thing that comes through most to me, is it's just like, this is fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. That's kind of the feeling I get, you know, I try to invoke, and I'll get that a lot. And people will say, you know, when I have the opportunity to see him at a show or something, like, oh, you know, besides I had that, or that's fun, or that's so cool. And I'm like, oh, well, thank you. I really, the positive feedback and support has been really, really helpful. And like I said, I couldn't do this without, you know, partnership here in Bartlesville, the Tri-County Tech, this business incubator program has been great. There was a welding incident in my garage one time, and my wife's like, you got to get out. it was fine. It was controlled, but so now I have all this space. And so I'll bring, sometimes, you know, have clients come in and we'll just take a look, and they're like, usually I get like less is kind of more, you know, I want to make, something, and it'll be just like a funky lamp. And I'm like, okay, I can go with that, you know, versus, you know, samurai nutcracker with, you know, gold teeth. Okay, I could do that too, probably. Let me get back to you, you know? So anyway.
I mean, I had no idea that I wanted the samurai nutcracker robot Bluetooth speaker until just this second, but you've done it again.
I can show you my messages. There's somebody that does. Okay. And I'm like, that's awesome. I'll make it for you. Give me a little bit, but I'll make it for you. And it'll be the only one like it. You'll have the only one out there. So,
yeah. Yeah, man, that is so awesome. Is there anything that you are kind of aspiring to? Is there a larger piece or a project that you've been working on for a while?
Besides like world upcycling domination?
Yes.
Like peeking the brain reference, right? In the Maniacs. What do we do today? We take over the world upcycle. Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked that. Yeah, there is. I mean, I like even the different types of pieces that I make. I consider them all to be art. You know, it's a Bluetooth speaker that looks like a driving speaker, but and the shape of it is really cool. So that's an art piece. I've had some conversations recently about doing like a 6-foot-tall installment of a junk kind of robot, which would be fun. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I can do that. Let me get back to you. Of course, again. And like, again, with the welding incident. But, you know, so I'd like to continue to, you know, to make these style pieces. But I do want to make some bigger, larger, as far as scope and scale type pieces, especially the robots. And maybe just, you know, I like when people think about this, you know, like the people that will say, oh, Josh could use this, and it gets them thinking about reusing and stuff. So I want to continue to, you know, talk about upcycling and go share, you know, my experiences and how you can upcycle, and, you know, even, you know, teach some classes and things or some workshops on stuff.
I got to say, that was exactly what I was thinking just now. Like, I would so love to grab my kids and sit in on a Three Bulls upcycling class, because I feel like what you do, and I don't, it's not childish, but it is, it's childlike, you know, and but that sense of imagination, inspiration that I don't feel like I have anymore. It seems like you really have grasped that, and it's so refreshing, and it's, I want to learn that. I want my kids to learn that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. I've always looked at things, I guess, a little differently, but And I've always considered myself to be a creative type, but sometimes it just takes things, I think, lining up for the right times, the right reason to be able to go all in and do it. And that's what I'm doing now. And I love it and I enjoy it. And, you know, it brings a smile to people's face, you know, and that's a great feeling.
So for those who are interested, I'm sure it's absolutely everybody, and I'm sure you've already texted your friends and said, hey, you should download this week's Oklahoma Today podcast. And thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
But if you would like to contact Josh at Three Bulls Upcycling, his website is 3 Bulls Upcycling. So 3BULLSUPCYCLING.com. Or you can call 405-708-1444 and ask about the Three Bulls Upcycling products. These are so, so cool. And Josh, thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This has been so great. And I really do. For if anybody else who is looking for holiday gifts and you don't want the same stuff that everybody's getting in every mall and on every website, really, you should pick up Oklahoma Today magazine. The most recent issue, Carly's story, Handmade for the Holidays, is such a treasure trove. I've already gotten some gifts off of there for my family, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to appreciate having that resource too.
And now it is time once again to plumb the depths of TravelOK.com's calendars for our weekly pod events. Also, guys, seriously, check out TravelOK.com if you're looking for stuff to do in the state. They have a very extensive calendar. We just get 5 of these each week for you, but there's so many more in there that we have to leave behind. So first up, Nathan.
All right. I am so excited about this. So here's your one chance, fancies. Don't let her down. Country music's Cool Aunt is coming to her home turf this Thanksgiving, and even if the lights go out in Georgia, there's and still going to be life out there on November 26th in Durant when Reba McEntire takes the stage at the Choctaw Casino Resort's Event Center in Durant. You won't consider her gone until you've heard hits like How Blue, Whoever's in New England, Does He Love You, and that most classic of television anthems, I'm a Survivor. For tickets, don't just turn on your radio. Call 800-788-2464 or visit ChoctawCasinos.com/Durant.
That was good. Really concise.
Thank you. Actually, Ben, I felt a little bit that I was channeling you there. Okay. I kind of was how would Ben write this? And that's what I did. So thank you for the inspiration.
What are the chances she'll also perform the theme song from the television program, Reba?
Also, do you think that she timed this concert for a visit home for Thanksgiving?
I think she always does. There's really? Almost always a Reba concert in Durant really around Thanksgiving. So yeah, I think
she's a smart businesswoman. She's gonna make that visit count.
Speaking of smart business people,
come to Choctaw Casino in Durant and watch Reba McEntire display her business acumen on stage.
Megan, what's your event?
Well, unless you are a Bible aficionado, you may not know that angels are reported to be pretty scary looking. Some of them have multiple faces, 2 to 6 wings, multiple eyes, hooves, and sometimes even flames. These are not depictions you ever see on Christmas tree toppers, and frankly, I think that's a shame. And that's not a depiction you'll see at the Pollard Theater's production of It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, November 26th through December 23rd, either. In the spirit of a 1940s radio broadcast, actors at this historic Guthrie Theater will retell the story of George Bailey's fateful Christmas Eve when his non-threatening guardian angel persuades George not to kill himself. Remember, every time a bell rings, an angel gets 2 to 6 wings. For more information, visit thepollard.org.
That was great.
Benjamin, what's yours this week?
Well, speaking of homecoming performances, that's sort of what mine is about. Who says you can never go home again? The holiday season is about homecomings and reuniting old friends for at least one more laugh, one more tale. Whether you've known Oklahoma City-born singer-songwriter Graham Coulton in person or just feel as though you've come to know him through the elegance of his verse, it'll be just like old times as he makes his return to the stage after a 7-year hiatus. Come ready to dance because this Thanksgiving Eve performance will be the perfect time to burn a few extra calories before Thursday feasting. The show starts 6:30 p.m. at the Jones Assembly, the same stage the artist behind songs like 2007's Best Days and 2004's Killing Me helped open in 2017 with partners Brian Bogert, Scott Marsh, and Courtney Mankin. Tickets are $35 in advance and $40 day of show. Visit the Jones Assembly. Assembly.com for more information.
Good All times. Right. That's a great venue. Mm-hmm. That's going to be good for him. Good for him for getting back on stage.
Have you? What's the best show you ever saw at the Jones?
St. Paul and the Broken Bones.
I saw Spoon there, and it was.
I wanted to go to that, but I didn't.
Great show. Yeah. Sorry, did not to get off track. Carly, what's your event?
Hello, boys and girls. For today's word of the day, we're going to learn the word biff. B-I-F-F. Biff is often used in biking to describe a particularly bad crash or mistake. I totally biffed that landing, bruh, but honestly, it provided a great opportunity for growth though I wouldn't have had otherwise. If you want to use our word of the day in its natural environment, you can attend the USA BMX Grand National Pro Series Final at Tulsa's Expo Square, November 25th through the 28th. You'll see plenty of sick moves from riders 5 and up during this greatest race on earth, but hopefully not many biffs. Visit usabmx.com to find out more.
Right. Oh, I need more of Carly doing bruh voice personally. That's what I need.
Yes. I'm going to make that my ringtone.
For many Americans, the art of Norman Rockwell captures the holiday ideal of families gathered together, exchanging gifts, singing songs, and experiencing a bond that is built all year long, culminating in a shared love that enriches all of us. But Norm really dropped the ball by not depicting a future in which Tulsa's First Lady Nog and Glogoff is in its ninth year.
Wait.
Much like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, this event almost also exists. It's a battle royale between bars and restaurants in the Tulsa Arts District to create the best eggnog and glog, aka spiced mulled wine, drinks. But if pounding glass after glass of sweet, creamy booze doesn't sound like enough fun, there's also live music and hors d'oeuvres. Tickets are $50 and can be purchased at nogofftulsa.com.
I do love a good nog. Especially as I'm fighting for my life in an arena, in a combat arena.
I like
which two men enter and one man leaves. And if you bust a deal, you face the wheel. That really is the best environment for drinking nog.
Especially if Tina Turner's there.
Yes.
That is it for us. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please pick up a subscription to Oklahoma Today at oklahomatoday.com. You can also send us questions at oktpod@travelok.com. The Oklahoma Today podcast is a production of Oklahoma Today magazine and the Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation Department. Your hosts are Oklahoma Today editors Nathan Gunner, Greg Elwell, Carly Barra, Megan Rossman, and Ben Lucian. Theme song editing and production help by Oklahoma Today's production manager, Bridget Sloan. For more information, visit oklahomatoday.com.
Goodbye.
There you go. There you go. Happy Thanksgiving.
God bless us, everyone.